This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
You're talking theater or movies, folks.
That's my wheelhouse.
That's right.
So I sold one of my kidneys, and we bought us tickets right behind home plate. It's worth it.
Under normal circumstances.
Bingo. Old dog Candler.
You're right. We're right back in it.
Thank you. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us. I left my phone in my office. I don't even know what day it is. What day is it, Ed Vitagliano?
March 22nd.
Yeah, it's a Friday. Hence, Trivia
JJ
Friday.
JJ Jasper, good morning, brother.
Great to be here.
You left your phone in your office?
I think that's the first time I've ever done that.
Now, that's like a flogging offense.
Well, I'm feeling really insecure right now.
Huh? I've done that.
We're tethered.
I've done
that. We're tethered to those phones.
I want to just leave the seat right here and go up to my office and get my phone and come back, but it's live radio.
I went to lunch once with my wife and forgot my phone. And it is. It's like, wait a second. How can I do that? How can I function?
Right. What if the world's going to do without me?
Yes.
For an hour?
And I'm going to do without the world.
I'm not going to do without the world for an hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sandy Roberts, my secretary and assistant, she heard my cry. And she's on her way to my office.
Stress cry.
She's on my way to my office to get my phone. All right, everybody, welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. What are we doing right here, Ed?
Well, we are about to educate our listeners, okay?
Educate them.
And listen, folks, how much you want to learn is up to you.
That's right.
Okay, because what we are going to do, we three professors are going to each throw out there into the classroom three questions each.
Right.
That's a total of 9 questions. We are inviting you to call in and answer and ask us one. We want to learn as well. So the number to do that, again, this is if you have not been on the air with us in 8 weeks, but we do have a 2-month waiting period, then if you have been on the air, wait 1 week. We're going to try to get as many people on with us as possible. And the number to call to get on this here show is 888-589-8840.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Let's
repeat the whole thing again. I was trying to help.
Okay.
You ready?
You want to do it in stereo?
He's a little off kilter because he doesn't have his phone.
Doesn't have his phone.
Yeah, we're going to do it in stereo. You
okay.
ready?
Ready?
You need
to I'm ready. Yeah.
888-589-8840. That's the number to call to get on. You do have to be 11 years old or older to get on with us, but this is Trivia Friday, and we are inviting you to call in, ask, answer, or do both. Now, JJ, one of those questions is particularly important.
Mystery question. If you happen to land on the question, then if you answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you win a stainless steel AFR travel mug.
Yeah, and I'm not doing this for my health, so somebody tell the people what I'm doing this for.
Doing this for your health.
No, I'm balancing that travel mug on my head right now.
Although I will say this, the material that's made out of, which I'm pretty sure is just stainless steel, actually will help direct your brain waves to make you healthier. If you balance it on your head like Tim is doing.
Now, and doing the finger guns.
And the finger guns, okay? This is special stainless steel that is beneficial to your health if you balance it on your head. No, that is a false.
You know what? 25 years from now when I'm dead and gone, well, I don't know, maybe I'll live longer than that. Who knows? I'm going to say 50.
Okay.
I'm going to say 50. Even though I'm not lasting that long. But my great-grandkids are going to be watching this video going, look what my great-granddaddy could do.
Or maybe they'll be going, oh, I can't believe what my great-granddaddy used to do.
Watch this. All right. There you go. I balanced it on my head. For those watching on the video stream. All right, so
I will let folks know the video stream if you want to access. You want to watch this that kind of talent that Tim just demonstrated?
Hey, who wouldn't?
There are 3 ways for you to do it. You can go to our own streaming platform, streaming.afa.net, streaming www.afa.net. Or if you want to go the pagan route, you can. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Facebook and search for Today's Issues. That's normally the name of the program. Or you can go to YouTube and search for Today's Issues Live. I think that's right, live. Yeah, okay. And you can access the live video stream. Or our producer, Brent Creeley, has told us we are now on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can just go to AFR something or other.
I got my phone.
American Family Radio, and you can watch the live stream.
Got my phone.
You got your phone?
Yeah, I got my phone.
All is well in the universe.
All right, were you going to say something, JJ?
Yes. Last night, I got to meet so many AFA, AFR supporters. I was at Hillcrest Baptist Church in New Albany, Mississippi. Some 300 to 350 people at a pregnancy center fundraiser there. And tomorrow night, I'm going to be in Mason City, Iowa, doing stand-up comedy at the North Iowa Area Community College. It's a benefit for North Iowa Christian School. It is 100% chance of snow today. I think they already have snow on the ground, but it's only 3 inches today. And then it's a 99% chance of snow on Sunday when I'm going to be flying back. Where Mason City is, it's right on the Minnesota border, or I guess you have to say Minnesota.
Yeah, but 3 inches of those people is a dusting.
Yeah, that won't slow anybody down. They sold already 600 tickets, and tickets are available at the door, so I can't wait.
We have a lot of listeners in the Mason City area.
We really do. I went to Britt several years back, and it was a wonderful, and then went to Mason City 9 years ago, and it was, I think I've mentioned this, it was nearly standing room only, and the people were amazing. I can't wait to go back.
So it's sold out already?
No, they've sold over 600 tickets.
Okay.
But they say they have a lot of, traditionally, they sell a lot of tickets at the door. So, well, yeah,
where is we'll the, where is the, how can you out. Find out where the event is?
You can contact the Christian School, North Iowa Christian School,
okay.
North Iowa Christian School, and they've got the information. But it's at the community college, a really nice community college auditorium, North Iowa Area Community College, Mason City, Iowa. Tomorrow night, stand-up comedy. I promise you, you will laugh out loud.
All right.
Check it out, folks.
All right, what's your questions, Ed?
All right, here are my three questions. In the 1960s, Francine Patterson taught a gorilla a sign language vocabulary of over 1,000 words. What's the gorilla's name? You don't have to sign it, okay? But what was the gorilla's name that learned this vocabulary of over 1,000 words? Sign language vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
Second question.
I'll be a monkey's uncle. No, keep going.
You guys are more fun than. When we purchase sunscreen, the label lists the product's SPF. What does SPF stand for? We're coming up on spring and then summer. People will be slathering on the sunscreen. What does SPF stand for? And then third question, this is from my lovely granddaughter, Stella. If the Titanic had hit the iceberg head on, it would not have sunk. Is that true or false? If the Titanic had hit the iceberg head on, it would not have sunk. Is that true
or false? It's a maritime history question.
There you go.
Right. I thought I was going to go throughout this entire day without hearing the word slathering. So I'm glad you got that in there. Yeah, that would have been disappointing. Well, lay my head on the pillow and go, I didn't even hear the word slathering all day long.
All day long.
First question, how many sides does a trapezoid have? Second question, it's customary to kiss this famous stone in Ireland. Name the stone.
An Irish pirate.
Yeah.
Shiver me timbers and pass the lucky charms.
It's customary to kiss this famous stone in Ireland. Name the stone. Third question, what is the official brand of baseballs in the major leagues? What is the official brand of baseballs in the major leagues?
Now made in China, unfortunately.
I hope not. I hope you're kidding.
I am totally kidding.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, I've had the state border questions the last couple of weeks, so I thought I'd continue on with this trend.
Good.
So, if you folks whoever answers this, and you don't have to look it up. Now you can use a, you can, you know, if you're in the car with somebody and you two can come together with the answer to this, that's fine. But I'm talking about if you don't have to go on your phone or whatever, or Atlas to look at this, and you can still get the answer, then we're going to send you an AFR stainless steel travel mug.
What?
Yes, sir, we are. Going to send it right to your house. All right, so here it is. Here's the question. Without looking it up, name the states that border Colorado.
Ooh.
Okay. Number two, Kraft Foods produces and sells 1 million of this well-known product every single day. What is it? Kraft Foods produces and sells 1 million of this well-known product every day. What is the product?
Wow.
And number three, here's my third question. All right. I'm about to play, Brent Creeley, our producer, is about to play a clip. Very brief. It's a clip from a 1967 movie. What was the name of the movie that this famous line came from?
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
All right.
I know the answer to that. Yeah. Hey, I didn't know we could do that. That adds a new wrinkle to our...
I thought of that.
Yeah.
It took us 15 years, but I came up with that idea. No telling 15 years from now what we'll be doing. You know,
no, right. There's no telling.
Yes.
All right, so there you go. What 1967 movie did that line you just heard from?
That was that long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, to the phones, Ed.
To the phones and the Batmobile. We go to Kansas, and Corrine is on the line. Corrine, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi there. I live in Tennessee now, but I used to live in Kansas.
Oh, okay. So that's where your phone number is or something?
Where do you live in Tennessee? Where do you live in Tennessee?
We live in Crossville.
Which is near where?
It's right in between Knoxville and Nashville.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I-40 right there, right?
Yep, that's right.
Not too far. All right, so you want to ask, answer, or both? Corrine, right?
Corrine,
yep. Yeah. Ask, answer, or both?
Please.
Go ahead.
So, both, you want to do both, right?
Yes, please.
Okay. And by the way, is it Corrine or Corinne? Does it matter?
It's Corrine.
Corrine.
But can I ask you a quick favor?
Sure.
So today is my mother-in-law's birthday. Her name is Elizabeth, and she lives in Grants Pass, Oregon. She needs a lot of prayer for her teeth. Can we say a quick prayer for her?
She's listening?
She will be.
Okay.
So,
but she says she needs prayer. She's just wanting us to ask our listeners to be praying for, that's your mother-in-law.
Yes, and today is her birthday.
Oh, wonderful. Well, happy birthday. Yes. Lord, please bless her and touch her and heal her in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, Corrine, Corrine, which question do you want to try to answer?
Well, I think I'll take a stab at the SPF one.
Okay, here's the question. When we purchase sunscreen, the label lists the product's SPF. What does SPF stand for, Corrine?
It stands for maybe sun protection factor.
Right out of the chute, Corrine. Excellent.
Right. Can I stop clapping now?
You can, absolutely.
But wow.
That is wonderful.
How did you know that?
Oh, I just guessed.
Well, you guessed right. What's the initials?
SPF stands for Sun Protection Factor. Well done, Corrine.
Congratulations.
We know you have a question for us, but when we're done on the air with you, or you're done on the air with us, please hold on. We'll put you on hold,
mm-hmm.
and then Cindy Roberts will get your information And we will get you an AFR travel mug out in the mail.
How exciting. She slathered that right answer on that question and heard the cowbell and won the AFR stainless steel tumbler.
Yes, more cowbell.
What's your question for us?
Well, before I ask my question, I just wanted to tell JJ something real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband, Craig, and I, we met you in Beloit, Kansas at one of the Heart Choices events.
Yes, and, Alice Beyer. Alice Beyer, right, I think, is the manager, sweet, sweet lady.
Yes, she is. She's awesome. Nope. But I just want to let you know that all your funny books were gone. So I bought your serious book, Losing Cooper, and it really changed my life.
Oh, wow. Thank you for those kind words. Thank you so much.
So, Corrine, you didn't have a question? You just wanted to talk to JJ?
She does have one.
Oh, I do have a question.
Okay.
All right.
So what's the question?
Pay attention.
It's a true or false question. It's a true or false. It is illegal to drive around with your overhead dome light on.
I tell you what, there's a lot of dumb lights out there in America. I'll tell you that, those drivers I've seen.
And I know a lot of people whose overhead dome light is not turned on.
Well, there you are. You know, they outlawed that for a minute. During COVID, that was outlawed because there were a lot of things affected COVID in different ways. We learned that.
All right. So, you know. So, repeat the question real quickly here. Go ahead.
True or false? It is illegal to drive with your overhead light on in your car.
Okay. At night, you mean, right?
Well, yeah, that's correct.
So okay.
I'm going to say it's false.
I'm going to say it's true because it affects your ability to see out of your windshield.
I know it's a nuisance, but I just can't imagine it being a law.
Why would you even need it if it's against the law?
You can't imagine the government wanting to.
I'm gonna say false. I think you're. Anyway, I'm gonna say false. You gonna say false?
I say false.
It goes true.
What's the answer?
The answer is false. It's not illegal. I always thought it was illegal, but it's really not.
Right.
Think about it.
I didn't.
Why would you, except for opening up your car door to get in at night, you know, in the parking lot or at your home driveway, why would you even need a light if it's going to be illegal?
Now, I will say that when my kids, you know, Dad, will you turn on the light to do whatever they want to do quickly, it just throws off all of my equilibrium, and I just say, well, hurry up so I can turn the light off. But that's from the same person that when we were all teenagers and we had the radio blaring and we were looking for a house number, we'd say, turn the radio down so we can look at these house numbers. You know, it was affecting our eyesight.
Corrine, I'm just going to tell you this. I know that my two co-professors and colleagues were right. You're I'm sure, right. But I'm going to continue to pull people over for this violation and try to make a citizen's arrest because
you believe in freedom.
Tim, we tried to do our part. We did everything. But
I know. Communist Ed over here wanted to pull people over for a light on his
citizen's
car.
Citizen's arrest.
Thank you, Corrine.
Corrine, hold on. And Cindy Roberts will get your information.
Are we having technical difficulties on the phones?
Okay.
We're
right.
Good. We're good to go.
All right. We're going to go now, I guess, back to Tennessee, and Jerry is on the line. Jerry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Brother Jerry.
Bless, buddy.
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I sure can. Very good.
Where do you live?
I'm going to ask and answer.
Okay. Where do you live in Tennessee?
I'm just a few miles. I'm in Paris. Just a few miles down the road here from Covenant Ranch. Can
yes,
I put
sir.
A plug in for them real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Covenant Ranch is it's a boys' summer camp and with an emphasis on evangelism. They do all sorts of things that boys like. It's a lot of fun. Can I give the website for them?
Absolutely. Those are good folks.
Yeah. Yeah, sunriseadventures.com, and you can find out all about them. Yep. But, yeah, Paris, Tennessee here, and I've called in before, but it's been quite a while.
Yes, sir. Jerry, you want to ask?
I will do both. I'll do both, though.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
Oh, let's see here. How about the what we have here is a failure.
All right, good. All right, here we're going to do it. We're going to play that one more time here, and then Jerry can answer. So the audio clip we're about to hear comes from a famous 1967 movie. Here's the clip.
Here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Play it one more time because we didn't hear the first few words.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
All right, Jerry, what movie was that from?
That was that great film with Paul Newman called Cool Hand Luke.
Yes, sir.
And I got a question for you.
Yes.
Who said that? Who was the actor that said that?
You know,
he was the game warden. I can picture him, kind of a boss hog looking guy.
I read that.
That's Strother Martin.
What's his name?
Strother Martin.
Okay. You know what's the weird thing? We're just sitting here having a conversation with Jerry in Tennessee. I got hungry for hard boiled eggs all of a sudden. I mean, I've just got a hankering that's just got flung on me for about 20 or 21 hard boiled eggs.
By the way, I got my phone back. Y'all know that, right?
Yes.
We did. Okay. We're happy. We're really happy.
Hard-boiled eggs right now.
In that movie, he was eating.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. And, you know, later on in the film, I've only seen it once a long time ago, but Paul Newman, before I think he shot, right, he says that back to the warden.
Well, a lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, the scene with all the eating all the eggs, there was a scene cut out of that movie. Mm-hmm. Where Paul Newman's character is challenged to eat 50 marshmallow peeps, and he eats the whole.
That was cut out of the movie.
Yeah, but that was cut out of the.
Well, and the whole thing for him to be incarcerated to begin with, driving around with his dome light on at night. I mean, I'm glad they changed the laws. Hey,
there are certain iconic lines from movies,
right.
And that was number 11 on the one I looked up. But what we have here is a failure to communicate. All right, go ahead with your question for us, Jerry.
Most of your listeners are not going to know those references. They're too young. But anyway.
Yeah. Fair problem.
Yeah. JJ, this is something you should know. I want to know what jet aircraft holds the record for the highest, fastest flight?
I'm thinking the Blackbird, but I'm just sort
You're
of...
You're right. You're right. Okay. It is the Blackbird.
JJ, what does that mean?
It looks like a big V, and it's got Rocket a special ship. Coating, Teflon coating. It can't be radar detected.
Stealth?
And it's a stealth fighter, and it flies, I don't know how many Mach. It's just, you know...
Yeah.
It's amazing how fast it flies, how high and how fast.
Have you ever for spying, wasn't it?
Yes.
Have you ever flown one?
No, I haven't even seen one up close. I'd like to go up to one and kick the tires.
All right, Brother Jerry, thank you so much for calling in. Jerry from Tennessee, Paris, Tennessee area. And I think we've been communicating quite well.
I think so.
Huh? I don't think
now that you got your phone back.
Failure. I do have my phone back. Did I tell you all that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
That was traumatic for a couple of minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you just feel lost. Feel like you're lost in this world.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a short time out, and then we'll be back momentarily with we'll repeat our questions and more of Trivia Friday / Learning University coming up. Stay with us.
I'd like to take a minute and have a heart-to-heart with you. If you're able, place your hand over your heart. Can you feel it? My strong heartbeat reminds me that I'm alive. See, it's the same for an unborn baby. Their heart begins to form at conception and at just 3 weeks is already beating. At 5 weeks, a baby's heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. That's where preborn steps in, rescuing 200 babies every day from abortion simply by providing a mother with a free ultrasound and allowing her to hear her child's heartbeat and see their perfectly formed body in the womb. By 6 weeks, eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby is able to suck his or her thumb. Preborn needs our help to save these precious souls. For just $28, you could be the difference between the life or death of a baby. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
What's that show from?
Well, first, that was the song my wife and I danced to at our wedding.
Wow.
that explains a lot.
That's the theme song to Perry Mason. And I've been Perry Masoned many times by my wife. Isn't it true, Mr. Retagliano, that you failed to get the milk like I asked you to?
All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. And Tim, Ed, and JJ, we also call this
Learning University.
Learning University rolls on. We're going to repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
All right, here are my three questions. I will add one since I've had one answered. In the 1960s, Francine Patterson taught a gorilla a sign language vocabulary of over 1,000 words. What was the gorilla's name? Pretty famous, so you should know this.
Your mom does what?
Your mom does what for a living?
All right, second question from my granddaughter Stella. If the Titanic had hit the iceberg head on, it would not have sunk. Is that true or false? And then third question, how many New Testament epistles were written by the Apostle Peter? How many New Testament epistles were written by the Apostle Peter? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First questions. How many sides does a trapezoid have? How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Are you rapping?
I was starting to. Yeah.
It was trapping.
Second question. It's customary to kiss this famous stone in Ireland. Name the stone.
Ireland.
Come on, do the pirate
to,
voice.
I need my patch over my eye, and I got to have a hook on my hand to be able
Irish,
to do that.
Irish pirate.
Yeah.
Sure there were some.
Hey, I would go see that band, the Irish Pirates.
Oh, that's pretty good, yeah.
Well, you know what? In fact, because we're three radio professionals, in order to get a job in radio, you have to be able to say Irish wristwatch 10 times quickly. Ed? Demonstrate.
You could also ruin your career that way, too.
That's why he wanted me to demonstrate it.
Live radio.
Or toy boat.
Yeah.
If you say toy boat 10 times quickly.
Toy boat.
You're cooked already.
All right. Here we go. Third question.
Cooking your toy boat.
What is the official brand of baseballs in the major leagues? What is the official brand of baseballs in the major league?
Oh, okay. Mine are, if you can answer this question, ladies and gentlemen, students, Learning University, if you can answer this question without looking it up, then we'll send you an AFR stainless steel travel mug. By the way, our live video streaming service is down right now, in case you're wondering. So here's the question. What states border Colorado? Without looking it up, you and your friend can come together on this, whatever, your husband and wife, if you want to, between the two of you, but if you don't look it up, if you want to look it up, that's fine, but I'm not going to send you the AFR stainless steel travel mug.
That's right. You don't get extra credit just for doing your normal.
Right, what you should be able to do. All right, so here's my second question. Kraft Foods produces and sells 1 million of this well-known product every single day in the U.S. What product is this I'm talking about? And I'll add one. All right, from U.S. history, here's my question. What major event in U.S. history took place in the year 1870 that changed totally the geography of our nation? What major event in U.S. history took place in 1870 that changed the geography of our nation in a big way? All right, big way. All right, there we go. There's my questions.
All right. I say let's go to North Carolina, boys. Ray is on the line. Ray, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, thank you. I am sitting back recovering from knee replacement surgery.
Okay.
Knee replacement?
A lot of that
yes,
going
sir.
Around.
When did you?
About 3 weeks ago. I'm past the grind. I'm starting to be able to do stuff now.
Yeah, my wife Allison, she had that same thing a year and a half ago or whenever it was, and it caused a lot of stress in our marriage. I'm just gonna lay it out.
Air it out here on national radio for everybody.
Oh, that was. There's no getting around it. Now it's worth it in the long run, but the people who've had knee replacement, yeah. it's a tough grind there, as you say. Right,
a mutual friend of ours. Steve Hallman had knee replacement, then the other one, then the hip, and now he's having to get his other hip. And he said he's going to ask the doctor if they could just stamp "Made in China" on his foot.
You get a discount on your third one, though.
Third hip.
You have to get one of those cards when you leave the hospital. They punch the person, and you come back to the hospital, you hand them that, you get a discount.
Kind of like years ago, you could get a free sandwich at Subway.
Punch.
Ray, ask, answer, or do both. And in all seriousness, Tim, they went through that with Allison, and that is so painful. Mm-hmm. We pray for you to have a full recovery. Mm-hmm. What's your, when you want to ask, answer, or do both, mm-hmm. sir?
I like to do both. I was going to do the Cool Hand Luke question, and I had all I knew, Strother Martin, and all the other stuff. It was a good film for George Kennedy also.
Oh, that's right. George Kennedy. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, which one of the Kennedy brothers was he? I get all those presidents and governors and things mixed up.
Yeah. He was an actor.
All right.
He was Secretary of Agriculture.
George Kennedy, that was his name, right? Was he the Poseidon Adventure or the Tower and Inferno or both of those?
I mean, he was just in a lot of movies.
Going back to some classics.
A lot of movies.
Back in the day.
Yeah. I think Poseidon Adventure, I think. But anyway.
Which question you want to answer, Ray?
Mm-hmm. The only one thing I know for sure, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a shot at Tim's one that he said that would.
Which one?
Geography all again.
Okay, you mean the Colorado question or the U.S. history question?
Hey, you're breaking up just a little bit. Don't hold the phone so close to your titanium leg, titanium knee, because it's throwing off the signal a little bit, Ray.
Let me get off speakerphone. Can you hear me better now?
That is better. Yes, sir.
Now, which one did you want to answer?
About the history.
Here's the question. What major event in U.S. history took place in the year 1870 that totally changed the geography of the U.S.?
Okay, I was thinking it was earlier on, but I'm going to say the Louisiana Purchase.
You know, that is a great guess, and that's arguably, the most significant geographical change.
But that was like 1803 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, but good guess, incorrect answer. But what's your question for us, Ray?
In the Free Will Baptist Hymnal, on page 335, it is called "There Is a Fountain." Great, great old hymn, and it goes, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that." And what is the next word? Flow or flood?
I think it's flood.
Easy question.
Flood.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, flood. Yeah.
Those beautiful hymns. And, thinking about Palm Sunday this Sunday, Good Friday next Friday, Resurrection Celebration, Easter Sunday morning. So what a beautiful hymn.
You sure that's on page 370, Ray?
335, the old Free Will Baptist hymn.
335. Well, they moved it. They did.
He's messing with you, Ray.
Ray, do you know why people sit on the back row of the Free Will Baptist Church? Because there are no pews in the parking lot.
I'm in the middle.
No, because there are no pews in the parking lot. That's why Baptists sit on the back row.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ray. Appreciate you calling there from North Carolina. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, next call.
All right, we go to Texas, and Eli is on the line. Eli is 11 years old, so he just squeaks in under the wire. Eli, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So, Eli, where do you live in Texas?
Huntsville.
Huntsville. Okay, where's Huntsville at?
I think it's down by Houston, isn't it?
Is that near, near Houston?
North of Houston.
It's north of Houston.
Okay, north of Houston.
Don't ever question me.
Okay.
You looked over here like, that might be wrong.
No, I have no idea where Huntsville, Texas.
I'm just kidding. It's Huntsville, yeah, Huntsville, Texas.
They got a giant statue, I mean giant statue of Sam Houston in Huntsville, and a big population of prison systems. A lot of their commerce is prisons there in Huntsville.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
All right, go ahead, Eli. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both, please.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
I want to do the Ireland stone one.
Ireland.
Oh, good. Well, can you?
You got an Irish accent of any kind, Eli? We won't know if it's legit or not.
No.
That's okay. We were stumbling around here trying to find that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Here's the question.
I can do an.
Go ahead.
I found my phone.
You can.
I got it.
You can do a what?
I can do a Scottish, but I can't do Irish.
You can do which kind?
Scottish.
Oh, yeah. Well, what? Let's hear a little Scottish accent.
I'm trying to think of a sentence to use.
Do the one where you said it, JJ. It made me tongue twister.
Oh, that'd be really hard to do in a Scottish.
Just say my name is Eli with a Scottish accent.
My name is Eli, and I'm very Scottish.
Oh, I like that.
Pretty good right there.
All right, here we go. It's customary to. Here's your question. It's customary to kiss this famous stone in Ireland. Eli, name the stone.
The Blarney Stone.
It's the Blarney Stone. That's correct. And here's the thing about it. The stone is built into the Castle Blarney. And there's a rail there. You have to lean over backwards to kiss the stone. You can't get to it frontwards. So you go to a lot of trouble. You lean over backwards. Very, very famous when people are there. And if you kiss the stone, legend has it, you'll get the gift of gab. So my parents might have taken me there when I was a baby, and I just didn't even remember it.
Is the CDC aware of this?
They are now.
And why haven't they stopped it,
frankly? They are now.
Well,
hey, and it is in... about 5 miles or 8 kilometers from Cork, Ireland.
Cork, Ireland.
What's your question for us, Eli?
What have been the three names of Adventures in Odyssey over the years? Just name three.
Three names.
Ed, you're our comic book guy.
I thought it was just Adventures in Odyssey.
That's a radio program. Isn't that from Focus on the
Family? Oh, I thought he said Avengers.
Oh. Hey, that's a good sequel. Avengers from Odyssey. Of Odyssey. We don't know the answer, Eli. What's the answer?
Family Portrait, Odyssey USA, and Adventures in Odyssey.
I think I like the last one.
Yeah, I do,
Adventures in Odyssey.
Adventures in Odyssey?
Yeah, and that Family A portrait action hero, it's not going to go over real well. Here's Iron Man. Here comes Family Portrait. All right, buddy. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Thank you, Eli.
Texas.
Did very, very well.
Yeah,
yes,
I loved it. Let me tell you, an 11-year-old on national radio
doing his Scottish accent,
that's a bold young man. So congrats to Eli.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University continues on. Ed, who's next?
All right, we go back to Texas, and Marvin is on the line. Marvin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, professors.
Mm-hmm. Good morning to you. Where do you live in Texas, Marvin?
Well, I live in Cleveland, about 50 miles from Eli.
Okay.
All right.
Marvin, I always liked landing on your garden there. Go around the corner from Illinois Avenue, and some of them turn that corner and get on those yellow properties there on Monopoly.
Oh, I got them tracking.
Marvin Gardens.
Marvin's Gardens. Yeah.
Yeah, that That's it.
And that's when real estate started going up.
Yeah.
If somebody landed on that.
I called ill prepared this morning.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
You want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I got a 50% chance of getting the Titanic ride, so I'll go with it.
All right, here's the question.
That's a way to stretch yourself, Marvin.
here's the question, Marvin. If the Titanic had hit the iceberg head on, it would not have sunk. Is that true or false?
Well, I'm going to go 50%. I'm going to say that's true.
It is 100% true.
Wow.
Clapping for luck.
And, you know, go ahead and finish your thought on that.
My granddaughter was in Gatlinburg. Stella, she's the one who gave me this question, and they went to the Titanic Museum, mm-hmm. and there was a display there, and they said because the front of the ship, Titanic, whatever that's called, was all one solid piece. It would more than likely not have ruptured if they had hit the iceberg.
I know they said the pilot, when he hit that iceberg, he started yelling, "Back it up, Terry. Back it up, Terry."
The pilot?
The captain. Yeah.
It says the aviator, right? Everybody's a pilot.
That's right. Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, I just wonder, is there a travel mug in my future?
Oh, man. Well,
you didn't hear that cowbell. Sorry about that, Marvin.
Marvin? I don't know.
Yeah, that cowbell went way too early.
Yeah.
It was first
I'm
question.
I'm at the post office.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're at the post office?
I'm at the post office. No. Yeah, and I'm wondering, on the handicap parking sign, which way is the wheelchair headed?
All right, he's saying,
oh, that's
on
a great
decal,
question.
On the handicap thing, which way is the wheelchair pointed?
All right, now
pointed
we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Marvin.
I'm going to say west, yes, no. Marvin.
West. that's a great question.
That is, because we've all seen it, but you don't really pay attention. I'm going to say when you're looking at it, the wheelchair is pointed to the left.
I'm going to agree with you on that one.
All right, I'm going to be
under normal
cantankerous. I'm going to say to the right.
All right, Tim and I are going to do it again. Please, Ed, reconsider. So we can be unanimous.
All right, you know what? I'm going with the crowd. Peer pressure has worked. I'm going to say to the left with these guys.
How about it, Marvin?
Well, I'm looking at two of them, and those two I'm looking at are going to the right.
Oh, man.
There's
a lesson in here somewhere.
Well, they do that in Texas.
The blind leading the blind.
They flip it around.
That's what that's called.
Flip it around.
And all three of us fell in a ditch.
So that's
Marvin, that was an excellent trivia question.
That was very good.
Now we know. Now we'll know, you know, when it comes up on a test, we have to renew our driver's license.
The people in Texas love you guys. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, brother Marvin. Thank you, buddy.
We love people in Texas.
Very nice of you there, Marvin.
I like Marvin's voice. He sounds like somebody in a Western. You know?
Yeah.
I'd follow him.
Or that character, that personality that takes over your body every once in a while.
Here's the deal.
He sounded a little more Texan than that guy. Yeah. I would follow him up the trail. What does Tim say? To round up the doggies?
Yeah, doggies. Round up them doggies.
Come on, little doggies.
Yeah, come on, little doggy. Get down the trail.
All right.
Things of that nature.
All right. We'll go to Mississippi for our next question. What do you guys think? Haywood is on the line. Haywood, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for taking my call, and I would like to do both this morning.
All right.
I'm not messing
Brother
around
Haywood,
at all.
Thank you. Where are you from?
Well, that's part of my question.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which question you want to try to answer first? Start there.
Well, let's see. Let's try the Kraft Foods.
Okay. Haywood, here's the question. Just a second. Let me find that. All right, here it is.
He lost his phone.
Yeah.
Temporarily. It's kind of got him off the filter.
All right. Kraft Foods produces and sells 1 million of these well-known product of this well-known product every day. What product is that?
That would be mac and cheese.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Kraft mac and cheese, which we all know is the color what?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Oh, you mean the box?
The box is two different colors.
Yeah. Blue. Yeah.
Blue and yellow. Look for the blue and yellow box.
And just for a little added layer of trivia, 800,000 of those come to my house with our seven kids.
Well, that
we've gone through a lot of mac and cheese.
I was stunned
when I read boxes,
a million boxes a day.
Yeah, we're in the wrong business.
Yeah, I know. I think that's our number one selling food, but Kraft Foods, the Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Right.
All right, Heywood, great job there, my friend. What is your question for us?
Okay. I am located in the geographical center of Mississippi.
Kosciuszko.
What town am I in?
Kosciuszko.
Kosciuszko.
Wow, Tim
didn't even hesitate.
Kosciuszko, where Oprah is from, where she was born.
Yeah, a lot of okra there, too.
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey was born there. Okra farming there.
Yeah, oh, so Kosciuszko, Mississippi.
That's the
geographical
center.
How'd you
know that, Tim?
State of Mississippi. Well, I've heard it before. I've lived here.
And it's also a geographical oddity. It's 2 weeks from everywhere. So that's if you've ever seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was a.
Oh, gotcha.
I certainly appreciate what y'all do every day, and it was an honor to get to meet your father back in 1991. That was a great thing, and thank y'all for carrying on his legacy.
Amen.
Hey, bless you, Brother Heywood. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. That's very kind of you. You're listening to Trivia Friday. By the way, we do welcome visitors here at our studios and offices here in Tupelo, Mississippi. If people want to come by, they're traveling. A lot of people in the summer come by here. They're traveling down to the beach.
Right.
And come by here. We welcome you. We just need you to go ahead and let us know you're coming.
Oh, no. You go to AFA.net, and there's a place to sign up.
AFA.net. And then if you want to slide by the Geographical Center of the State of Mississippi, you can drive right down to Kosciuszko.
Kosciuszko.
Right. 2 hours from us here.
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and repeat our questions because I've run through mine here.
All right, I've got two questions remaining. I think I'll hold on to those unless not add.
Hold on, kid.
Unless somebody, if people answer them, I'll add one. But
unless there's a rush like there was on the southern border.
Yes. Oh man. Mm. All right. Here are my two questions. In the 1960s, Francine Patterson taught a gorilla a sign language vocabulary of over 1,000 words. What was the gorilla's name? And then second question, how many New Testament epistles were written by the Apostle Peter? That's what I've got.
She's the one that coined the thing about you can't teach an old gorilla new tricks. Or maybe that might have been something else. I get a lot of metaphors transposed.
Is that if I name the movie, does that give away something?
What movie?
Gorilla in the Mist.
No, this is this is actually true. This is not from a movie.
All right, we'll talk about it off the rig.
Was this a joke? Break.
No, what?
No, I think it was a movie about that woman. Maybe, yeah.
It might have been
the movie. JJ just mentioned is a movie. I think about the person you're talking.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, you have to excuse me. Sometimes I drive around with the dome light of my car on, and it affects my ability to think during the day.
It'll mess your PSF or whatever, PFS, what is it?
SPF.
Yeah, that too. Hey, here's my questions. How many sites? Did you already say your question?
Yeah, no, I'm done. I'm finished now.
I'm going to go with two. How many sides does a trapezoid have? How many sides does a trapezoid have?
Trap your zoid. You're going to find out how many sides you got.
Sometimes you have to call those people who get rid of
pests. Have you loin girded up at the same time?
In your attic. I need someone to come and trap these zoids. They're tearing up the insulation.
And then the second question, what is the official brand of baseballs in the major leagues? You made me laugh because
I'm just getting silly now.
I told you guys once I was having a conversation with my wife, and I was sore. I couldn't really tell her where I was sore. I'd been working out in the yard. I said, well, I'm just sore all in my loins. She said, goodness. I felt like I'm married to an Old Testament Bible character. Who has ever used the words loins? I said, hey, that shows you I'm reading my Bible. Gird up your loins and go out here and work in the yard for six or 8 hours on Saturday.
My loins have become ungirded.
All right, Tim, your question.
That's bad for the neighborhood.
That's right up there with
the
knee replacement. Loin's ungirded.
All right.
My question is, without looking it up, I'll send you an AFR travel mug. If you can tell me what states border Colorado? And secondly, what major event in U.S. history took place in the year 1870 that dramatically changed the geography of our nation? And it wasn't the Louisiana Purchase. That was a good guess. But this event is probably number two on the most significant in our geographical history. Okay? Everybody got that? We shall return after we gird up our loins in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.